But we cannot allow the God of human invention and the God of satanic partnership to be the God that we worship. You need to know more about God. You need to plumb the depths of the nature of God. I found a quote from Spurgeon. He said, "Would you lose your sorrows? Would you drown your cares? Then go plunge yourself into the Godhead's deepest sea and be lost in its immensity." That's what we want you to do. And I hope that I've been able to stimulate you as to the importance of this. You need to be a part of the solution and not be caught up in the false worship of the unknown God in our day. Father, a lot ahead of us, and we're grateful for it. We're so thankful, so grateful that You have loved us enough to make us Your own. You've given us the knowledge of Yourself by the work of Your Holy Spirit. You've brought us to truth and life. You've made us Your sons and daughters, adopted us into Your family, made us joint heirs with Christ, where we will forever reign as citizens of heaven. We want to proclaim the true God. We want to worship Him in truth. We want to rescue people from the idols that bear the name of the true God. How horrible that Your name would be blasphemed by being given to an idol of man's making and Satan's commiseration. Give us a clear understanding of who You are and all Your glory as revealed in the pages of Scripture, and make the days ahead as we learn all these things days of great enrichment and blessing for Your glory, all of it, for Your glory and Your honor. Because unto You are all things, for You are all things. All the glory belongs to You. Amen.